Okay, the boys are beginning a brand new Masechta. Masechta's Kiddushin, Dav Beis. Very appropriate that Kiddushin should come right after Giddin, because we know it says in the Pasuk, V'yotza V'hoisa, and the Gemara is Makish Havaya L'Yitzia. So after the Yitzia is over, meaning she gets a get from her husband, V'hoisa, and then she gets married, hopefully, once again, to a new husband. Says the Mishnah, Hu isha niknis b'sholish drachim. If a person wants to marry a lady, he does it with three possible kinyonim. Rashi immediately points out, Isha niknis labala. Why is it necessary for Rashi to say labala? Because otherwise one might have thought that you acquire a girl for a shifcha or an ivriya. And maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Says Rashi, no. We're talking about labala. We're getting married over here. And how can you acquire a wife? The koinus asks. So first the Mishnah says in three ways. We'll see what those three ways are momentarily. The koinus asks, and then she regains her independence to be able to go and marry to someone else. B'shtei drachim, in two ways. So the Mishnah explains. How is she niknis? How can you acquire a woman for marriage? Niknis b'kesef, b'shtar u'babia. Any one of these three kinyonim. Kesef Shtar Obia. Rashi points out that each time before one gives the Kesef or the Shtar or one engages in Bia, then you have to go and say Hari At Mekudeshesli. Just like we say nowadays, Hari At Mekudeshesli B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. By the Shtar you'd say Hari At Mekudeshesli B'Shtarzeh. And then before a man engages in Bia with his wife, he would say Hari At Mekudeshesli B'Biazeh. B'Biazeh. Anyway, that's how you are Mekadosh Isha. What's the reason why our Mishnah uses the term Niknes instead of using the term Miskadeshes? As well as why does the Mishnah begin in the passive form, Ho Isha Niknes, as opposed to Ish Koine? All of these issues or all of these questions are going to be raised and dealt with in the Gemara shortly. So the three ways. How do we know that a woman is niknis b'kesef b'shtar rabia? The Gemara will bring us the mekoyros both today and in the next few days. Dr. Gemara b'kesef, what is the amount of kesef? Beishami omrim b'dinner b'shava dinner. A relatively large amount. Beisil omrim b'pruta b'shava pruta. Pruta and shava pruta, as you know, is considered to be the smallest denomination, like something akin to a penny today. So a dinner is much larger. So you're wondering, how much larger is a dinner than a pruta? So there's the famous mnemonic, which is doi vev ches. Doi vev ches is that you start off with a shekel or a sela, and in that shekel you have dalet four. Four what? Four dinrim. Okay. Then every dinner has in it vav, six ma'ah. Every ma has in it beis, two punjoinim. Every punjoin has in it two isrin. Every isr has eight prutois. That's the doivev ches for dinrim, six ma, two punjoinim, two isrim, eight prutois. Okay, but what is therefore the difference between one and the other? A huge difference. You start off with a dinner, and now you take the six ma'a, you multiply the six ma'a by two penjoinim, six times two is 12. Then you multiply that by the two isrim, that gets you to 24. You multiply 24 by 8. Ooh, that's pretty hard. How much is 24 by 8? So let's go and try to do the math. 8 times 4 would give you 32. Carry the 3. 8 times...
92.
I'm sorry?
192, I was saying it, but...
192?
192, but I was muted.
I'm sorry. Okay, now I'm glad that we're able to hear your voice loud and clear. So we have 192, right? Does that stim? We start off with 6 ma, we multiply it by 4 is 20, 24, then you multiply it by 8 is 192. Kum techois, that every single dinner has in it 192 prutais. So, assuming that a pruta was a penny today, that would mean that you'd have to give $1.92. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 192 times as much. And by the way, contemporary poskim say that a pruta today would not be a penny. A penny is basically worthless. You can't buy anything for a penny anymore. But that a minimum would be, for instance, 25 cents. Okay, so it's 192 times a quarter. You get the idea. We're not talking about huge amounts, but at least in terms of relativity, 192 times 1, it's obviously a major difference. Okay, so getting back to our Mishnah once again. So that's Beis Shammai with the dinner and Beis Hillel with the pruta. V'kamehi pruta, how much is a pruta? Echa mishmoina be'isro italki. That's 1/8 of the Isser that we were speaking about a moment ago. Right? We said that the smallest silver denomination, after you have the dinner and the ma, the punjoin, and now the Isser, 1/8 of the Isser is the pruta that we were just talking about. Why does it say italki? Because it's related to Italia shel Yovan. The fact that there's an extra kuf, says Tosfos, don't be too upset about that. That's the way these things are. If you look at Tosfos, Italki Mefarish Beit HaTam, Al Shem Italia Shel Yovan. Apparently that's where the Isrim originally came from, or were coined, or what have you. Vein Litmoya LeKuf. How do you get a Kuf into Italia? Kedashkachna Shachnaya Al Shem Shushan. So the Pasuk in Ezra refers to Shachnaya, but the real word is Shushan. How do you get the Chof there for Shachnaya? So you see that when you are talking about the possessive form of Italia or of Shushan, you can add a kuf, you add a chof, etc. What is the shear of the Isser? Our Mishnah only gives us a shear of the Prutza. Why did it give us a shear of the dinner? So Tosfos says, we didn't need that because everybody knows that a standard dinner shulzov is 1/25th of a dinner shul, I'm sorry, the standard dinner shul kesef is 1/25th of the dinner shows off. But a pruta is a machloikis, exactly how much it is. That's why our Mishnah said, Echad Mishmoina Beisro Italki. Okay, so we focused on the three kinyonim to acquire a wife, and now we focus on the koinis atzma beget ube misas habal, for her to get her independence from her husband, so that she can now remarry. She either has to have a get, that's the last mesechta, or if Chas V'Sholem, her husband, passes away, that's another way that she now becomes independent, that she is free to remarry. Since we talked about an Isha, now we talk about a Yevama. Ha Yevama niknis bebiya. The only way you can be koine Yevama min ha toira is bebiya. Yes, midrabanan we had about Maimar. We had a lot of discussion about that, Mesechtas Yevamas. But in the Torah it says that he takes the Yevama v'yibma. And he goes and does bia, and that's how you koine yavama. V'koines atzma, and if she wants to go and be independent so that she can marry anybody else other than her yavam, she either has to get a chalitza or misas a yavam. If the yavam gives a chalitza, we know the Torah talks about v'chol tzanale me'al ragloi, me'en yavami l'hokev l'achem shei b'Yisrael, li'ava yavmi, you do a chalitza. And now, after chalitza, she's free to remarry. Or, b'misas ha-yavam. If the yavam passes away, of course, if there are multiple yavamim, then they all have to pass away. When they pass away, then there's no yavam to do yibam or chalitza. Then she's free to marry anybody that she wishes. Okay, Zotimar. We start again. Isha niknis b'sholish drachim. Isha niknis, ma'ish nahocha detonio isha niknis, ma'ish nahozim detonio ish mekadesh. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's focus at this time is not on the Isha and the Ish, but rather, why does it say Isha Niknis? And there it says Mekadesh. Let it say over here, Ha Isha Miskadeshes. Just like we say, Ha Ish Mekadesh. That's the Gemara's kasha. We're later going to ask on the Amud Beis, why does it say Isha? Why don't we start the active verb, talk about Ish Koneh, instead of the passive, the ish nishna, isha niknis. That's going to be for the Amud Beis. So in the meantime, we're focusing on the niknis and the mikadesh. Why didn't it say isha miskadeshes? Zoktimara mishum de kaboyle misni kesef. The reason is because when we're describing the three forms of acquisition, the first one is kesef. V'kesef minolena, how do I know kesef? Gomar kicha kicha m'stei Efrain. I learn it from Stei Efrain. Stei Efrain is the sod that Avraham Avinu bought from Efrain, where he made the Moris HaMachpelah. Uksivocha. So it says over here, in the parasha of Kiddushin, ki yikach ish isha, a man takes a wife. So it just says the lashon of kicha. It doesn't describe so far how he takes the wife. Truth be told, that right after that the pasuk says ki yikach ish isha uva'ola, which is bia, and that is of course the makar for the third of the three acquisitions in our Mishnah, kesef b'shtar v'bia. However, since it doesn't say ki yovei ish al isha, it says ki yikach, and since it says uva'ola, the Gemara feels that that is sufficient basis to go and learn ki yikach ish isha on its own, that it's telling another mode of acquisition. And since the Torah uses the term kicha, ki yikach, and uksivosam, it says, legabi Avraham Avinu, and the Moris HaMachpelah, and Ephraim, what does it say? Nosati kesef hasod kach mimeni. So it says kesef, and it says kach. Ah, so here it says ki yikach. And there it says, Sada kach mimeni. Just like over there, the kicha by the Sada was performed with kesef. Here too, kikach ish isha, the acquisition of a wife, can be performed with kesef. Okay, that's very, very good. But our Mishnah doesn't say, O isha nikachas. It says, O isha niknis. How do I know that it's a kinyan? In fact, the Tosis down below asks, why don't we go and say, Ho isha nikachas? Now that I say that I learned kicha kicha mistei Ephraim, Ho isha nikchis bishalish drachim. That's the Tosis down below, the last two lines of the bottom. Tosis, v'im toim avalisti isha nikachas, shu lot lishti de krat zvei. That's even a better lashon than nikness, because it says, beferish yikach, tichsev ki yikach. V'tanana mi'ervin, hakol nikach bekesev meiser. So you see that the word kach or nikach is appropriate. We have no problem with that. That's in the parasha of Aroyos. When he says yikach es achoisai, it doesn't mean he's taking his sister to the store or taking her to shul. It means that yikach es achoisai chas v'sholem b'erva. Okay, so we see that the word kicha is appropriate even if you're talking about ishus. So he could have said isha nikhis. You can't go and say she takes herself back. You could say that by a get. She takes the get, but you can't go and say that she takes the misas above. And therefore, the loikachas would be inappropriate. And since we want to be consistent, reisha and seifa, that's why we say niknis. And then we say v'koine es atzma. Okay, and anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So we have so far a limud that teaches us that kesef is one of the three modes of acquisition by an isha. However, I still haven't answered our question. What was the question? Why did it say nikness? So there's the Gemara, v'kicha ikri kinyan. Kicha is called kinyan. How do I know? If it's in the pasuk, hasod asher kana Avraham. And how did Avraham acquire the field? We said with kesef. Okay, so therefore, based on that, it is appropriate to use the term Ho'isha Niknes. Of course, the Gemara hasn't answered why wouldn't we say Miskadeshes. That will come to in a moment. But in the meantime, we see now the basis of the word Kinyan, Niknes, Kesef, Kesef, or actually Kicha, Kicha, Mestei Ephraim. Inami, or if you prefer, I have another Pasuk. Sodois Ba'Kesef Yiknu. That is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. It's a little bit difficult on the surface to understand why does the Gemara feel necessary to bring a second pasuk. L'chari, the first pasuk is totally adequate. Now that we know that Avraham Avinu bought the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, the Stei Ephraim, with kesef, and it says, Asad Asher Kon Avraham, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. What's the issue? Why do I need another pasuk? So it's b'kesef yiknu. So the top toisvis says, it's very, very simple, because all I know from the two psukim is that number one, Avraham Avinu bought the Sada and he paid kesef, And I know that number two, he made a kinyan on this soda, Asoda Shekona Avram. But as we will learn later in our Masechta, there are three ways to make a kinyan on a field or on real estate. Bekesef, ubishtar, ubechazaka. For instance, by soda, we know what you have to do is no'al godar uporitz koldehu, and you are zoicha through chazaka. So if you have a fence, and the door to the fence is constantly open, and you buy the field with that fence, and you put on a lock, the lock costs you 99 cents in the dollar stores, or nowadays it will probably cost you $9.99 in the dollar stores, but whatever it is, and you put it on, you close it, that now shows you chazaka. You are now the owner. So it doesn't say beferish in the pasuk that the kinyan was effected by kesef. The acquisition, yeah, the purchase, he had to pay money. But after paying the money, maybe that doesn't do the trick. Maybe you still have to give a piece of paper called a shtar. Or maybe you have to do a chazaka, no'al godar paratz. That's why you have a second pasuk. So this by kesef yiknu, that the kinyan could be made al yedei kesef. Oh, tzayigit. Now I have a combination of kicha kicha misteyavroim. There it says kesef. I know that the kinyan was not the chazaka, the kinyan was the kesef, because it says the kesef yiknu. So therefore, that's why the term hoisha niknis is very appropriate. Tony hoisha niknis. Frank Diamara, now that I say that the word niknis is really nice and good, the nisni hasa boish koina. So why don't we start off the second parak instead of saying hoish mekadesh boy ubishluchai, hoish koina boy ubishluchai, and then we'd be using the lashon of the Torah. Wouldn't that be wholly appropriate and consistent? First, we start off our Masechta and we say that the Loshen that is appropriate in the Torah, that the Torah says that you acquire a wife, kicha kicha stay afraid, so it's makesef yignu, but the Loshen of a kinyan. That's very, very nice. Later on, we use a Lishna derabbanan in the second parak. Why is that any better? Why don't I want to continue using the same Lashon D'Oraisa? Because the Lishon D'Rabbanan tells us another message. And that is, my Lishon D'Rabbanan, the Oser Lo, Akuli Alma Kehegdish, that when a husband marries a wife, it's not that he's made an acquisition. Of course he has. But this acquisition is also, if you will, causes a major prohibition on her, that from this point on, she is sanctified, she is designated, and she is dedicated to her husband, that she cannot marry anybody else unless and until Chas V'Shalom there's a get or Misa Sabal. So that's what the Rabbanim want to tell us, that she's also Akuli Alma Kegdish like Hegdish. I can't be Moil Behegdish, I'm not allowed to. Hegdish is possession. She is now Mukdashis to her husband, and therefore everybody else is also to her. Okay, so that's a very valid and good message. I now understand why I use the Lashon of Kinyan here, because that's the Lishna Dekra. That's the Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, Tzadis Bekesef Yekno. Good, Kinyan is a wonderful Lashon. But why does it say in the passive Ho'isha Niknis? Shouldn't it say Ho'ish Koina, which is similar to the beginning of the next parak where it says Ho'ish Mekadesh? Every Gemara, in terms of the ratio, you're absolutely right. Ho'ish koina would be at least as appropriate, if not more appropriate, than Ho'isha niknis. But I have a problem with consistency with the seifa. Bishim de kaboy le misna seifa the koines atzma b'shnei drachim. What are those two drachim? That is chas v'shon b'shtei drachim beget u'mamisa sabal. Says the Gemara, I wouldn't be able to go and say in that case. Since I want to say the koines atzma b'dido, since the koines atzma, she is koine herself back to herself, meaning that she now is free to marry someone else. So the lashon of the Mishnah is the koines atzma b'dido. That's referring to her. Tananami reisha b'dido. So we started off the reisha also speaking about her. Now, of course, that just begs the question: v'nistinu ish koine u'makne. So why do you say that because the Sefer says koines atzma, that's why we start off the Mishnah Isha Niknis? So why don't you go and say faket? Let it say ho ish koina, and let it say in the Sefer the Mishnah ho ish makna, who is koina b'sholish drachim, who makna b'shtei drachim. Says the Gemara, mishum de'ika misis abal d'lav iuka makni, min shemayahu de makni la. When a person passes away, it's not up to him. It's the Kodesh Baruch who makes that decision. So you can go and say that she reacquires her independence to remarry chas v'sholem beget u'misis abal. But you can't say that the ish is makna, that he is makna to her, her newfound freedom. A get, yes, v'nasim biyada, true. However, to go and say that he frees her from her bound, from her bonds of kiddushin of ishus by his passing away, he doesn't do anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu does it all, and therefore using the term makna would be inappropriate. Ah, so we have to go and say the koines atzma in the sefer. That's why we say the reisha. Ho'isha Niknas. I always find it curious when the people interview people that have reached the age of 100 or more, and they say, what's the secret to your longevity? Is it because you didn't smoke? Is it because you ate yogurt in Siberia for 20 years? What's the reason why? This one says this, and this one says that. We all know, Rabbi say, it's all baloney. I'm not saying that a person shouldn't try to go and live a healthy, nutritious life. Of course, both begashmis uberachnis. But ultimately, who turns off the lights? It's Rabbi Nishleim. Sometimes Rabbi Nishleim decides to go and take away a neshama chas v'sholem in infancy, and sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives that person longevity till 100 or more. So it's all min hashemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu does it all. V'yibay yisayim. I have another reason why. Because e tona koine have a mina afilu bal korcha. If the Mishnah would begin and say, ho ish koine b'sholish drachim, koine sounds like he is the one that has all of the cards in the deck. He has the one that's in charge. Ah, so I would think maybe in bal korcha, he can go and marry a woman against her will. Tona isha niknis de midata in shloi midata loy. That's why we put her central, right in the middle, beginning of our Masechta, to tell you, no. You can't go and marry a woman, bal korcha. You can go and give a divorce, bal korcha, min ha-toyre. But you can't go and give marriage, bal korcha. There she has to consent or acquiesce to the marriage. Istano isha niklis to midat in shaloi midat alai. Okay, so now we have, Baruch Hashem, concluded the discussion about ish and isha, and niknis and Mekadesh or Miskadeshes. But now we continue on with the next word in the Mishnah. Ho'isha niknis b'shalosh drachim. Frey Timura, why do we use the term shalosh, which is a nekeva form, instead of shloisha, which is a zachar form? Whenever I see this Gemara, I say to myself, shouldn't shloisha be nekeva because it ends with kamatzei, and shalosh should be zachar? Ich weiß nicht, azoi is this, that Shalish is the Nekeva form and Shloisha is the masculine form. So Freit Timura, why does it say Shalish? So you're wondering to yourself, no, why is that better? Why is that any worse? So if you look at the fourth Toysis, a very short Toysis, listen, Shloisha, Pirish Mishim de Kola Toira Kula Blashin Zochen Emra. The Toira, both the Toira Shibchsav and Toira Shibalpeh, unless we're specifically referring to a woman, normally everything is written b'loshen zachar. So wouldn't it make sense here too? It should go and say shloisha. Anyway, says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. My ear detoni shalish lishni shloisha, b'shem dekaboy lemisni, derech. V'derech loshen ekevahu. Ah, since we want to start off with isha niknis b'shalosh drachim, derech is loshen ekevah. How do I know that derech is loshen ekevah? Dechsiv. It says about the Holy Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, "Boydat lehemes aderech yelchu ba." By learning Torah, the Torah will teach you the path on which you should walk, that you should travel. So we use the term derech, and it says yelchu ba. It doesn't say yelchu boy with a vav. It says yelchu ba with a hey. Oh, so I see the derech is a lashon nekeva. So if that being the case, and since our Mishnah uses the term drachim, I know you're going to ask, so why does it use drachim? Why doesn't it say dvorim? And the Gemara is going to ask that question shortly. But in the meantime, since it does use the term derech, and since derech is loshen nekeva, so then I'm forced to say b'sholosh drachim, because that would be consistent now, loshen nekeva. Zok the Gemara, you're telling me the derech is losh in the keva? Veloha disanyo, what about the brisa that we learned? B'shiva drachim, boykin es hazov. What means shiva drachim, boykin es hazov? So Rashi already tells us, and we learned this not too long ago, either Yevomis or Ksuvis. What is a din, boykin es hazov? You see the third and fourth line of the Rashi. B'machel u'b'mishta b'choyli b'masa b'kvitza u'mara v'hir hor. Shema machmas echem mehen ro'o v'onesu. V'tohar, Rachmana Omer mibsaroi me'ela v'loy machmas oynes. However, isha b'oynes namim matama. If she sees ziva, k'de Omer perik benois kusim k'shehu oymer k'yozuv zoyiv d'omer hari oynes Omer. So, what is this all about? We know that there is halacha of zav. We know there's halacha of zava. A zav, of course, applies to a male. A zava applies to a female. The zoyiv that a zav emits is similar to, but different than, keri or zera. One has the thickness like the white of an egg, which is a fertilized egg. One has the thickness of the white of an egg of an unfertilized egg. One is a little bit sharper in terms of the white, and one is a little bit duller, whatever. But it's similar. It's a basically white slash transparent or translucent emission. Mashenkin ziva is blood of a woman, not during her normal menstrual period, but the Yud Aleph Yoim Shebein Nida L'Nida, a period that normally she does not expect to see blood. She sees blood unexpectedly from down below, and therefore it has a special din of Ziva. Okay, now what's the din of a Zav? The Zav sees such an emission. If he sees it only one time, he's a regular Balkari. In other words, he has the same status as a Balkari. Balkari, all he has to do is go to the mikveh, assuming that he no longer sees any further Balkari. The emission stopped. Goes to the mikveh. Then he has Herif Shemesh, and at night, he's Kusha Vitor. Everything is fine. When Amaz Vazov sees two emissions, then the halacha is he is now upgraded to a Zav. And the din of a Zav after two emissions is he has to go and count Shiva Nikiyim, and at the end, he has to go to the mikveh, and then he'll become Tohar. He has to count 7 days. If it's three times, not only does he have Shiva Nikiyim, and going to the mikveh, he also has to bring a carbon because he's considered to be one of the Mechusari Kapar. Now that's a special din by Zav. Zav is slightly different, as you know, because by Zava, both the first time and the second time, she's a Shemeris Yoim Keneget Yoim. She just has to make sure not to see any further blood. And after three times, then she has to count the 7 days Shiva Nikiyim, and after that she has to bring a carbon. Okay. Those are the basic differences between Zav and Zava. But there is a very, very important difference that we haven't mentioned yet, but that's what the Gemara enumerated. And that is, what happens if the Zav saw Zoiv because of some other external reason? What do you mean by external reason? What happens, says Rashi b'machel, this person overate. He was at a big chasana, at the Kabbalah's Panim, at the Shmorg. There was so much delicious food, he stuffed himself. Then after that, he came to the dinner, and he stuffed himself once again. And then he got to the Viennese table. You would think that the person was fasting for the last week, and he goes and takes a little bit of every one of the various matamin that they had at the Viennese table. By the time he goes home, he is so sick, he's not able to walk and not able to talk and not able to move for the next week. And guess what? And he has an emission of Zoiv. So I would say, oh no, the person is becoming a Zav. The answer is, since I can attribute it to his overindulgence in food, or like the next case of the Rashi, Uba Mishta, if he drank too much, or the Choyli, if the person was Chashe Sholem sick, and that's why he had a Ziva emission, or B'Masa, he was carrying a real heavy load, B'Kfitza, he was jumping from here to, I don't know, from here all the way to London, a real big leap, or memara, Or here, mar means he saw something he shouldn't have seen. Here, he thought about something he shouldn't have thought about. Anyway, if any one of these things occur, and he has an emission of ziva, we're not tola that this person saw an emission of ziva, that's metamehim, but rather, we say that since I can be tola for one of these external reasons, in fact, it is not deemed to be ziva. The lashon of Rashi sounds like, even if we're talking about the first emission that he saw, that first emission, if you can be tola it in machal mishta choyli masa, etc., then he doesn't even become a zov the first time. However, that's not the way we generally learn.
He's a balkari, though, right?
He would the choyri be a balkari, but it wouldn't be considered a zov because if he saw a second time, you wouldn't add 1 plus 1 and make it into 2. You'd say that's the first ziva. So that's the way Rashi's mash, because Rashi says v'onasu v'tahar, that he's totally tahar. Yes, he's like a balkari, but it's not a Torah ziva. However, other mafarshim learn, and the way one normally learns in Masechtas Nida and in Psak Halacha, that the first time it really makes a difference, and we're not toile in machal of mishnah. He's considered to be a zov katan, with dinim like a balkari, like Brother Shai just pointed out, and we only start doing this bedika from time 2 and time 3. And in fact, one could theoretically learn that that's what Rashi means. When Rashi says, v'onesu v'tar, means he's tar the second time from Hilchos Ziva. Avadi is a balkari when he sees that emission. That the second time, he's not upgraded to a zov, vis-a-vis upgrading. No, because he can be toilem amachal amishta, he has a din just like a balkari. Go to the mikveh, you're done, you don't have to have shivanikim. Okay. Anyway, this is a special halacha that only applies to a zav. It does not apply to a zava. A zava, she can overeat and overdrink and do all of those things that seven things that we just mentioned. And guess what? The halacha is, she is tame. Because the ziva is ki yozav zoiv dama, multiple times yozav zoiv, makes no difference, even if it could be toila, in overeating, overdrinking, etc. Good. So anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. So we learned in the Braisa, b'shiva drachim boikin es hazov. So now the question is, just like the word shloisha is a male term, our Mishnah says, u'isha niknis b'sholosh drachim, sholosh is a female term, shloisha is a male term, that's a Lashon Zachar. So same thing is, when you're talking about Shiva, that's a Lashon Zachar. Oh, it's a Lashon Zachar. Oh yeah, I got a problem over here. Nisni Sheva. Since you just told me that the word Derech is Lashon Nekeva, how do I know Derech is Lashon Nekeva? Because it says in the Pasuk, Es HaDerech Yelchu Ba. So if Drachim is Lashon Nekeva, just like over here, we said, I say, B'sholosh drachim, because it's a lashon nekeva. There it should say b'sheva drachim boikim es hazav, and not b'sheva. Let's be consistent. If our Mishnah says shalosh and not shloisha, it should say sheva and not shiva. That's the Gemara's kasha. Nisni sheva. Every time I'll tell you why. Mishum de kaboy lemisni derech, because we're saying shiva drachim. The Ashken Derech to Ikri Lashon Zachar, and Derech in fact is Lashon Zachar. Wow, really? Yeah, Dechsev. But Derech Echad Yetsu Elecha Ubishiva Drachem Yenusa Lefanecha. There too it says Ubishiva Drachem Yenusa Lefanecha. Why doesn't it say Bisheva? Oh, because Drachem is a Lashon Zachar. Not that surprising, because it says Drachim. Doesn't say drachois, but this is nishazoi gefeilich, and our Mishnah also says drachim and drachois, so apparently that is not conclusive, but what is conclusive is that it says shiva instead of saying shava. So just like the Pasuk uses shiva because derech is a lashon zachar, so therefore the braisa which says b'shiva drachim, poitkin it says of, is just quoting the lashon apasik, b'shiva drachim, and therefore that's fine. And now, of course, we have not only a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa, we have now a stira in both Psukim. If that's the case, 5 minutes ago we said that the word Derech is a Lashon Nekeva. because it says derech yelchu bo. And here we're saying that derech is a lashon zachar, and that's why it says shiva drachim instead of sheva drachim. And naturally, since we have a stira, a kasha in the psukim, v'kasha nami masni isana dodi, and I have a problem with the Mishnah and the Braisa, that our Mishnah says one way, and by the way, when our Gemara says v'lohod esanya, I see the Maseres HaShas corrects that and says that that's in fact a Mishnah. It's v'lohod etnan. So if that's the case, I have Rabbeinu HaKadosh also being soiser himself, that in one place he uses derech as a lashon zocher, and one is a lashon nekeva. Rabbi said, let's make up our minds. Which one is it? Toises, by the way, points out, and the Toises kashu kroy adodi, asher nishgeferlich, it's not terrible, because there are other words in the Torah which are also unigender. If you look at Toises kashu kroy adodi, afagam nabtsina kama dvarim shenikroy b'loshen zachar, unikeva, dechsiv, yad shaluch elai, v'hine boy, migilas sefer. We're talking about a yad, and we're saying that the yad is shalucha, is sent to me. It doesn't say shaluach, Peloshin Zohar, it says Shlucha, Peloshin Akeva. And then it says, Vihine Boy, in this outstretched hand that was sent to me, Vihine Boy Migila Sefer, it should say Vihine Bo, right? If Yad Shlucha, it should say Vihine Bo. Vihine Hashemish Bo'o Al Oretz, and then it says Hashemish Yotza. Here Bo'o, it should say Vihine Hashemish Bo. Why Bo'o? It's a Loshin Akeva. And then it says Hashemish Yotza, it doesn't say Hashemish Yotza. Oh, with hey, that's Loshin Zohar. Hamachna ho achas vihikol. Hamachna ho achas is a lashon nekeva. Vihikol means vihika oisoi. That's a lashon zachar. V'chein b'lashon chacham metzino. Not only in the Torah Kedoshah, but also in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, we say gabi ner shekavsa ein zokeklo. Kavsa is of course a lashon nekeva. And then we have another Mishnah or Gemara that says ner shekava. Doesn't say kavsa. Holcha chamoirech tarfin. You lost your chamor tarfin. And the holcha is again a lush in the cave. And then we have a soicher sachamor, v'hivrika v'hoilicha bahar. V'hispik bal hapora, limshoich es hachamor ad shemes hachamor. What means mes hachamor? It should say ad shemesa hachamor. Just like holcha chamoirech tarfin. It doesn't say holach chamorcha, it says holcha. So here too, it should say Mesa. The Kain Rabbis, and there are more examples too. So what's bothering the Gemara with the Drachim? It says, Toisis Mil, Hechad Ikalishnuya Mishaninan. If I have no basis to distinguish, then I don't. But if I have a way to answer, I want to answer. Ubekroi Nami Yeshum Drasha. Typically, if the Pasuk is telling us one way or the other, presumably there's a Drasha as well. So in other words, if I have no way to resolve it, then okay, I don't know. However, if I have a reason to go and distinguish between one and the other, no, let's hear those reasons. And that's what we're going to address now. So we have now two psukim. One pasuk says the word derech yelchu bo is nekeva. The other pasuk says ubeshiva drachim, shiva and not sheva is a loshen zachar. It has a stira. Everything more, I'll tell you why. Kroya dodi loy kashian hocha de betoira koi, betoira ikri loshin nekeva. The first pasuk, when it says voidatel mesederach yelchu ba, it's talking about the Torah, that the Torah is going to be meidia you the way that you're supposed to go. So, the derach ha Torah yelchu ba, referring to the Torah. Torah is obviously loshin nekeva. How do I know Torah is loshin nekeva? Betoira ikri loshin nekeva, dechsev Torah Hashem tamim mamashivas navish. It doesn't say Torah Hashem tamim. Meshim Nefesh says Tmima Meshivas Nefesh. Oh, so therefore, since we're talking about Torah, and Torah is Nekeva, therefore Derech HaTorah Kosev Lo B'Losh Nekeva. Hosam, in the second pasuk where it says B'Derech Echad Yetzer Lecha B'Shivat Drachim Yanusa Lefanecha, I'm sure all of you are familiar with that pasuk. That pasuk is a pasuk that precedes the Toichecha in Parshas Kisavai, which we're going to learn in another couple of weeks. What does it say in the pasuk? Yiten Hashem es oivecha hakomim alecha nigofim lifanecha. If you, Klal Yisrael, are going to do the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to, guess what's going to happen? HaKadosh Baruch is going to take all of your oivim, all of your enemies, and they're going to be nigofim lifanecha. They're all going to be defeated in front of you. V'derech echad yetzu eilecha. They're going to come against you in Derech Echad, like one column of troops, but then they're going to quickly flee in seven directions. Ubeshivadrochem Yenus Lufanecha. When you, Klal Yisrael, will overpower your enemies, they're going to flee in all directions, seven different directions. Ah, so now says Gemara, who fights in wars? Typically, Zokti Gemara, Hosam, Tumu Mechomekoi. The other passage is talking about fleeing on the battlefield. The Darka Shal Ish Lasis Mechoma, Vein Darka Shal Isha Lasis Mechoma, Kosov Lom Loshin Zachar. We're talking about those that are fleeing. Who are fleeing? The soldiers. Who are the soldiers? Typically, soldiers are male soldiers. That's the reason why we use the Lashon Zachar, B'shivat Drachem Yenusa Lifanech. When Lechoyre could ask, so what is the Gemara answering? The first Pasuk is talking about Torah. That's Lashon Nekeva, Derech Yelchuba. Second Pasuk is talking about Melchama, who wages war, males, and that's why it says Shivat Drachem. Why don't you say Punkt Faket? Why don't you say who typically learns Torah? The men go and learn in yeshiva and in koilel, etc. The men are learning daf yomi as we are speaking, as we are learning. So, say, since men learn Torah, let's go and use the masculine form. Since milchama itself is a lashon nekeva, and therefore milchama, why don't we go and use the feminine form in the second case by the Bederech Echad? Why are we saying the first pasuk we focus on the Torah and not on the learners? And in the second pasuk we're focusing on the soldiers and not on the Mulchama itself. You could have said, this is Torah, this is Mulchama, both on a keva. Or you could have said, here the lomdim are men and here the soldiers are men, both Lashon Zachar. This is not my kasha, that's the next toisis immediately below the toisis that we just learned. You can go skip to the last two lines of the toisis, which also coincide with the first two wide lines of the Toises, v'yesh loymar, to loydami, da'ach b'toyre gufa koi, dekori hakosu b'loshin derech, v'loykoi b'loin deha. What is the pasuk talking about? V'idat lehem es derech yelchuba. A person who learns Torah, he will now know the way that he is supposed to live his life. So the derech that we're referring to is the Torah itself. The derech yelchuba. What derech should you go and walk in life? The derech ha-Torah. Oh, so that's why you're referring to Torah, which is a Lashon Nekeva. It's not going about the Lomdim. However, the cause of Yatzu Elecha, Anshul Mechamekoi, those are the people that are fleeing from the battlefield. So therefore, there's a very valid reason to say, first Pasuk is Torah's Nekeva, second Pasuk are talking about the soldiers, which is a Lashon Zachar. Getting back to Agamar. So, for end for the two Psukim, what about the two Mishnayos? So we're up to two lines before the wide lines. Masnis and Adadi, Uloi Kashen, Ulzu and Achver, Hochad Lagabi Ishakoi, Ketani Lobulosh in the cave. After all, how do we start off our Mesechta? Ho Isha Niknis, so we're talking about the Isha. She can be Niknis Mesholish Drachem, she Koydis Atma, Bishtei Drachem. Everything we're talking about is the Isha. So it's appropriate to talk about Sholosh since we're talking about women. Very good. Hasan Lagabi Ish Koi. They were talking about a Zav. The Darka Shal Ish Li Bodek. The Ain Darka Shal Isha Li Bodek. The Isha Nami Ba'oinis Metama. As we said earlier, an Isha who sees Ziva, even if it's as a result of overeating or over drinking, makes the difference. It's Metama. That's why, since the focus is on Zav, Tani Loshin Zachar. Okay. Choyra, everything is letter perfect, word perfect. It's great. Frank Dimara. My time at Tony Sholosh. The reason why it's a Sholosh instead of Shloisha, because Mishum Derech. And we already said Derech, vis-a-vis Isha Niknes, is meant below showing Nekeva. That's why we use the term Sholosh, which is also Lashon Nekeva. Frank, you want Nisni Dvarim, v'Nisni Shloisha. After all, typically, when you are learning, it uses the term Dvarim and not Derechim. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines into the narrow lines, Lisni Devarim Venisni Shloisha, Ki Orcha Di Gemara. Normally, that's the way you would find it. In other words, it could have started off our Mishnah, Ho Isha Niknis Bishloisha Devarim, with three things, three modes of acquisition. You don't have to say Drachim, three ways, three things, three modes. So why don't we say the term Devarim, which is a much more common term, And then it's Nishloisha. Everything, I'll tell you why. Mishikatubai Lemisni, Bia. Because of the three modes of acquisition, third being Bia. And by Bia, the term Derech is wholly appropriate. Why? Because Bia Ikri Derech, the Chsiv. I find, number one, Derech Gevra Ba'alma, that's the normal Derech that a husband goes and takes a young lady as a wife. So it says Derech when it talks about Bia. And you have in reverse, unfortunately, a woman that's Nebuch, a Zona, Kein Derech Isha Min Ha'Efes. So there too it uses the expression Derech. So therefore, both by the man acquiring the wife in a legitimate marriage, and a woman that's living in sin, because she's a Zoyna, each time the Torah uses the term Derech. Okay, so since Bia, the term Derech, is wholly appropriate, that's why we say Drach. Pray Timur HaTeinach Bia. Kesev Ishtar Me'ikala Me'imar. Kesev Ishtar, I don't find Derech by Kesev Ishtar. So let it say Dvarim. Have the more mission Bia. Okay, you're right. We schlep along the Kesev Ishtar on the ride on this Derech. Since Bia, the term Derech, is very appropriate, so the other two, you know, Chapzachmit, they go and they go along for the ride together with the Bia. Freiti Marba Batani Tarti Otu Choda, to go along for the ride, one follows two. You go Basa Roiv, I understand. But to go Basa the Miut, in other words, why shouldn't it say Dvorim and refer to Kesev and Shtar? And even though Bia, perhaps the term Derech might be slightly more appropriate, but nevertheless, Bia will go along for the ride with the other Kesev and Shtar. Ultimately, although our Mishnah is talking about Kiddushin, and we all know that there's a two-step process of Erusin and Nisuin. Nowadays, Erusin and Nisuin take place more or less simultaneously or contemporaneously, one after the other. However, in the times of Chazal, between the time of Kiddushin and Nisuin, it was typically up to a year's time. So, the Kesev and Shtar, although when a woman gets a Kesev or Shtar from her husband, from her chosin, she is now officially an Eishes Ish, she cannot marry anybody else, and she has to have a get if she wishes to remarry, or Misa Sabal Chas V'Shalom. However, that is not a consummated marriage, it's a marriage with a small M, not a marriage with a big M. A consummated marriage will be, ultimately, when they will have Chuppah and Nisuin, which is not at the stage that we're at yet. So says our Gemara, since the Mishnah is talking about modes of acquisition which eventually will lead to Bia, so even the Kesev and Shtar also a Hachana Lebia, so therefore it's Shaykh to use the term Derech by all three. The Yiboy Yisayma, or I have another Pshat, Hamani Reb Shimoni, another Pshat why it says Drachim, instead of saying Dvorim, it goes according to Reb Shimon. The sign Reb Shimon, I'm Neima Umra Torah, Kikach Ish Isha, Veloi Kosef, Kisilokach Isha Li Ish. Why does the Torah talk about the man taking the lady instead of the lady being taken to the man? Of course, it makes sense to say Kikach Ish Isha, because he's the active party, she's the passive party. He's the one that gives the Shtar or the Kesef, does the Bia. Why does it say that? Not kisi lokach isha leish, says Reb Shimon. Neisha darka shal ish lechazer al isha. Vein darka shal isha lechazer al ish. Because that's the derech, that a husband runs around looking for a wife, and not a wife running around looking for the husband. Why is that? Marshal the odom sh'ov deloi aveda, a person who lost something. Mi choyzer al mi, bal aveda mechazer al avedosai. It's not the aveda that looks for the bal aveda, it's the Baal Aveda that looks for the Aveda. So what does it have to do with husband and wife? Says Rashi, remember from Parshas Bereishis, that originally the husband had a tzela. He had an extra, some say rib, some say tail. Machloikis in the Gemara. Gemara also says that tzela could mean a side, because initially when Adam and Chava were born, they were born with two heads, one on the front side and one on the back side. So it was like two people that were merged together, almost like Siamese twins. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu took V'yikach es achas mitzaloisev, took one of the two sides, and made her into Chava, and that's how she became a separate human being. Ah, so an ish initially had the isha within him, part of his physical structure. He lost it, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took it away. So now, he is the Baal Aveda looking for his Aveda. And that's why it says ki yikach. And menesha darkei shalish lechazer. Oh, so that's why it says in our Mishnah the term drachim, because it's the derek shalish to go and travel and go and try to find a wife, vein darkei shalisha. Okay. That explains why it says drachim in our Mishnah. So we have now two answers to our question. Why to say drachim and not dvarim? Either because derech is a lashon which is appropriate for bia, and kesef and shtar are hachonis for bia, or the reason like Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that when you have a situation of a chosin and kala, the chosin is running after the kala because he wants to get back his aved. So, derech. What do you say about over there? Why didn't it say dvarim? There too, the word derech is an appropriate term, because remember we are enumerating the seven different bedikos that we ask. Maybe we could be toila the ziva emission of the man in one of those seven, and says Imar, yo, derech de mechla yisera lasvi the de ziva. That's in fact the derech. If you eat too much, it's very appropriate and very, it's almost expected that the person is going to have a ziva emission. If the person gets drunk and he drinks and drinks and drinks too much, he's going to come the de ziva. Ah, since that's the derech, that's why the Mishnah uses the term Bishibidrachim, Boitkim Eshazov. Now, we're going to shortly find that there are other Mishnais that also use the term drachim. V'haditnan, Esrik Shavu Le'ilam B'gimel Drachim. Mi'at Shishem, we will continue that tomorrow. In the meantime, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day, and Zach Gesund, and Hatzlachom.